This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Random question.
The random question today brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week. Then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. It's going pretty bad in the Baylor game for us. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's take our mind off and get a little random question going for you. Gold for you, Drew. On the text line, 913-586-7965. And of course on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. Live stream the show 4 hours every day. Lots of people chatting over there as well, so come join us on that side. Question I have for you today was happening in South Florida.
All right.
So in South Florida, they got a DMV problem.
All right.
And getting in the DMV, getting the things you need taken care of the DMV, has become big business. Remember maybe like a year ago, we were talking about these people who were buying up all the tee times and then selling them for additional money. Well, in South Florida, what has started taking place is these people are booking the DMV times and then selling them to needy people trying to get into the Department of Motor Vehicles. So the question I have for you is
illegal.
If you needed to get a spot in Florida, nothing's illegal. If you needed to get your spot, Drew, your license expires tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the dollar amount you're willing to pay in order to get your spot in the DMV? Is there a number or you're riding dirty?
I am not.
I'm riding dirty. I'm going to another.
I'm going to another bureau. I'm not being held hostage by random Floridian that wants to buy up appointment times at DMV. This is illegal. Screw this. No.
I mean, they're letting them get away with it.
Yeah. No. Nope. I'm out.
This is way worse than the golf thing, too, because...
Yes, this is something people have to have done
if
they have a vehicle. Yeah. Also, it's messing with a government agency versus a private golf course, completely different. This is a government agency, a government-run office, DMV, that people are reserving times so the normal person in that jurisdiction can't go and renew their tags or whatever. That's ridiculous.
Tell me I'm going to have to pay $150 to get a spot, and then I'm going to have to pay
$250.
That's crazy.
No.
Then I mean, you'd have to need it. You know, like you're in a desperate spot.
Like your license has been expired before. You're on the brink of having.
You'd probably risk it. You know, like for like a license suspended a week or two, or not suspended, but like expired for a week or two. I'd probably risk it and explain to the cop, like, dude. They're trying to make me pay $250 to update this thing. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I think that...
What's a guy to do here?
I think the state of Florida needs to get a new system where you have to sign in with your driver's license to book the time.
Oh.
So then then you're locked in based off your driver's license number. They got to link the systems together.
You mean like upload a picture or something?
No.
You type in your driver's license number. That way we know it's you.
Kansas K02, whatever.
And what do you do if you don't have a driver's license yet? You're like 15. What's the rule there? there. Permit.
Well, then you're going to have to select permit appointment time or something and see, and if that, you know, see what happens. But from the normal renewal, yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, someone's like, yeah, I'm just rolling dirty. Like, it, life is life. I'm not paying $250 for a spot. I do think that there'd be a level of desperation depending on the thing. Because I've,
yeah,
look, no one, I don't know how, like, everyone handles it a little bit different, but like,
someone says the DMVs are privately run. No, it's a state-run agency. What are we talking about? Maybe in other states it's different. In Kansas, it is a state-run agency.
What is the Wild West,
I don't know,
man,
if it's different in Missouri. You can speak to Missouri, Cody. I know in Kansas it's state-run.
I don't know. I'll just be honest, I've never looked into that.
I mean, there's some cities are city-run DMVs. Like, so I don't think they're private in every state. Who knows? But anyway.
Yeah.
Someone says it's not like they're selling hospital bed slots. Well, we're not far off.
I was going to say,
not far off.
This is like a necessity. I got to get my car licensed, or I got to get my license renewed, or like I got to pay my property taxes so I don't haul my ass off to jail. That would be worse if I was just booking up all the urgent care spots.
There's
just
no
some
way
guy
that
with half his finger off, like, listen, pal, $50 and you can have the 1010 slot.
No, there's no way that ever happens. If it does, then we are
there's
doomed.
Enough problems with the healthcare system where things are not being allowed to happen.
True.
And decline in coverage, etc.
Have you guys ever done this? I have done this before where I was like,
someone says it's private in Missouri. Okay, there you go.
Waiting on a table like at a restaurant, and then we ended up like going somewhere else, and they were calling your name as you were leaving. Like, you know, you had like a spot and you were gonna do it, but like they ended up calling your name for like a bar seat or whatever. And I've just been like, hey, just say your name is my name. It's fine. You can have it. I've done that.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, like an easy courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about the extent of, I mean, it's hard to pay for a spot in a line. Although, I don't know. You guys pay for like fast passes or anything if you go to like a theme park?
Yeah. I think at Disney World, you have to.
I've never been to Disney World.
Someone says the actual license offices in Missouri are private. In Kansas, they're all state run. I don't know about Florida, but that should be illegal to
from
be able to steal basically spots from people on the appointment times.
From the 620, Cody, this is just being late. There's no excuse for not getting your license renewed in time. Okay, look, as a person, that's never been an issue for me. I get it renewed in plenty of time. I don't like, for the same reason, right? Like, it would make me feel really uncomfortable to operate in that margin. So, like, for me personally, fine. But people operate differently, and choosing the last day to renew your license is not technically wrong. The license is not expired. I would never operate that way. You don't operate that. It would make me, like, I'd feel uncomfortable or borderline insane if I was stuck up against the wall like that. But, like, for some people, they don't, like, you know, their brains operate different. They're not bothered by this. They're not pushed until they have a deadline sometimes if you got like ADHD.
But if they're if they're taking slots anyway, for you, whether you're on time or not, it's still going to be a problem. It's not, even if you wait to the last day, if they're buying up all the slots, you have to buy the slot anyway, is what you're telling me from this story in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, at least then you can get it done in time, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone says,
network of scalpers is what they called them, by the way.
Yeah.
Network. Yeah. So they just got all these people. We thought the shoe game was bad. Botch just like, so you can't get like a fresh pair of Jordans. No, you can't even get your spot at the DMV in Florida.
You buying a fast pass is actually getting, you're enhancing your experience by being able to do more in less time. Where if you were to pay for a fast pass at the DMV, you're not enhancing your experience. You're only getting to the inevitable money that you owe, which is the same regardless of whether you use the fast pass or not later.
Private office or public office for DMV, depending on your state, no matter what it is, I think it should be against the law for something that is,
it sounds like it might be against the law based on this Florida one, but that they're having a hard time getting the culprit so far. And it's a tough thing to know someone's doing it because like it takes 2 hours to get through on the phone to the DMV.
I guess whether we're talking about voting, whether we're talking about renewing your license or paying your motor vehicle tag, there should not be people allowed to prevent you from accessing that by charging you. That sounds illegal to me.
Yeah, it does. I feel like for anything that is like a necessity, like same thing, it's like the doctor's office. I shouldn't be able to just like roll in there with $1,000 and be like, I'd like to be first, please. Mm-hmm. I'd like to buy my way to the front of this line. Sorry, gunshot victim. My arm hurts and I'd like through. there's just some places that shouldn't work based on a bribery or like check-in system, you know? Like, I feel like there's some things that have got to be need-based in some, you know, some facet, I guess. It's crazy. Crazy. Someone says, drive Missouri, I don't think anybody renews their plates.
Most extreme version of this. Was it a week ago? I almost took a photo.
It's actually like a countrywide thing.
I almost took a photo of this. It was so egregious that it was almost funny. Somebody, I was on the Kansas side, but it was a Missouri temporary tag on a vehicle. It looked like a used vehicle. It clearly wasn't a brand new vehicle. It was a used vehicle. I kid you guys not. The tag was from November of 2023. They had a temporary tag
That's
from November
one.
2023.
Okay.
How is that possible? How have they not gotten pulled over at
stopped.
Some point
yes.
and stopped and more than just a warning? I don't know.
That's impressive. I'm not even upset. I'm kind of impressed. They've been
like, I was wondering, is it a fake? I was like, is this a fake temporary
years?
Tag? But if you were putting
if you're
a
faking, you're
not going to put,
right
yeah,
here.
You're not going to put an old one. I don't know,
man. That's impressively late. I'm not even 2 years.
Like during COVID, I understand people because it was different. They allowed people to get behind
what happened
on
is
it
like
because
it continued for that. Yeah. Well, they weren't prosecuting yeah. it essentially, right?
Yeah.
They were just like allowing it.
Now, look, I understand there's bigger fish to fry than someone's tags being renewed, but still, we're you
yeah,
know, it's,
I don't
it's
care if a cop ever pulls someone over for
it's still
it,
a property
but,
tax thing, right? It's yeah. still, I mean, there's it is still taxes and money that goes to for supposed to be for good reasons, right? So anyway, that's our government talk today.
Local government talk. Finding out whether or not the DMVs in
someone
Kansas and Missouri
their,
are private
someone
or not.
At their job says, someone says at their job there's somebody with a 2019 tag.
No way. 2019? No way.
Is
no
it a
way. 2019? When you
years ago.
Like six. Do you know, like, has this person just like they know, right? They know they're supposed to be doing this? Oh man!
Someone okay. says, "Man, people have seen all kinds of late ones." Now, just I wanted just a picture. Anytime you see one,
temp
older
from 2020, 2019.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, they are all over. A delivery the driver last, the other day, someone said it was 2020.
The last time I went to the DMV, it took 3 hours. I wanted to die.
3 hours, really?
Yes. So why you hop in just line and so you get in line early?
That DMV, the one by my house, that's not a, you couldn't get it. You have to be physically, they have to be able to like essentially geo-track you in the space.
Why are they different? Why are DMVs different? Just why can't everyone
state
have
run,
like
they're,
have
well, state they're, run they're, or private
yeah,
or
they're, each state
oh
has
individual.
Their own system.
And each DMV has their own, DMV has their own rules and all this other
same
stuff.
Same reason why each state well, has different driving tests. Like the test,
what
you know, the driving handbook and test in Kansas is different than the one in Missouri or Texas.
It was like a psychological study of who was going to break. Like slowly every 30 minutes, one person would say like, I'm out. I'll come back. Like, I'm out of here. I'm not waiting anymore. Just one person slowly building off. If I didn't have, like, somewhere to... If I had somewhere to be, I would have had to quit. I'd have just give up.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.